Hey team, and welcome back to the Six Figure Sports Business Podcast. The podcast is dedicated to helping sports business owners catapult their businesses into the six-figure realm. I'm Dave, and I'm here to guide you through the ins and outs of building a thriving sports business. And today, we're going to look at three revenue streams, or income generators, as I like to call them, that can really help to boost your bottom line and bring in some fast cash while also delivering value to your current customers and potentially bringing in new customers. So the three that we're going to look at in this podcast are workshops, birthday parties, and merchandise. In the book that I am currently writing, if I finish the book, the link will be in the description. We will go into a lot more income generators, and we will go into these three in a lot more detail. But in today's podcast, I just want to get it out there, give you sports business owners the chance to have a think about how you might be able to implement some of these into your business and how you might operate these, and to understand how these are great, like I say, income generators for your business. And then you can use that cash to go out and get even more customers in or provide even more value for your current customers. So with that introduction done and dusted, let's dive in. So the first one we're going to look at is workshops. Now, workshops aren't just a great additional revenue stream, but they're also a brilliant way to bring in new people to your club and to upskill your current customers and your current athletes. Now, workshops are going to look slightly different depending on what sport you're in. But if you use your imagination and have a think about what your current customers wanted when maybe they first started, or some questions that they've asked during the sessions, which actually may turn into a great workshop with a small group, you'll start to get a good idea of some of the workshops you can put on. For workshops, I would suggest that you run them over a course of an hour and a half to 2 hours maximum. And these, like I say, these could be absolutely anything. If you're looking to attract new customers, then you want to be running a beginner's course. And that again could be on any single sport and where you think beginners need to begin. You could be maybe trying to bring more females into your sport, so run a female only workshop. It could be the opposite. You could be trying to bring more males into the sport, so run a male only workshop. So these are kind of ways to bring in new people. If you want to try and upskill your current athletes, your current customers, and make a little bit more money per member, then you could look at more specific workshops. So maybe in football, you could run a workshop on taking free kicks. In golf, you could run a workshop on putting, on chipping. In boxing, we could look at running a workshop in counterpunching. You can see that every single sport has a way of breaking it down to form some very, very good workshops. And you can charge good money for these workshops. I would keep the numbers small, and the smaller they are, the more you can charge. If you decide to go large with the workshops, you won't be able to charge as much, but I suppose the numbers, if you've got large numbers, that's going to kind of weigh out okay for you. But if you do the maths, let's say you get 10 people charging £30 for the workshop, it's an hour and a half, that's £300 for an hour and a half. So they're good money whilst also giving back. So they're your workshops. That's your first income generator that I'd seriously consider looking at and trying out. Income generator number two are birthday parties. Now, birthday parties can bring in a substantial income into your business. Everybody has a birthday, and loads of parents are out there looking for unique, fun things to do for their birthday party, and they want to buy into packages where they can just pay a price and everything's taken care for them. So any sport can offer this. Depending on what the sport is, you might have to think outside the box a little. You may have to make sure that you definitely will have to make sure that you customize your package for the individual and for what the parents want. But you're going to get footfall into your facility. Now, if you don't have a facility, that's fine. Obviously, renting is not a problem. You just got to make sure that you factor that cost into the package cost, and that obviously the time and day is available for the party. But whether you own your own facilities or not, parties still work because you're getting a package price and, again, charge accordingly. And if you're going to have party bags at the end, make sure you add that into the package. Food-wise, I probably wouldn't go near unless the parents are absolutely adamant that they want you to source the food and sort the food, then again, I'd probably get a company in to do that, but you're going to put that into your package so it's not coming out of your profits. Now you've got 10, 15 kids coming into your business to maybe get coached and trained by you to get to experience what you offer. And these are going to be warm leads. So they're coming in, they're getting an experience with you, and you're then going to upsell something at the end. And when I say upsell, I mean giveaway almost. Every child maybe that comes and is involved in the party gets a free week, a free month, however you see fit, whatever you see is the right thing for your business, then offer that at the end. Now these kids are coming, not only are they getting a fantastic day, they're getting another week or another month of coaching. They know you, they like you, they trust you, you've got warm leads. So not only are you making money from the package itself, the birthday party package itself, you are also marketing to warm leads. So look at how you can incorporate birthday parties into your business and get it out there. Lastly, let's talk about merchandise. And to be honest, I could do a whole podcast on merchandise and how to set it up correctly and how to make the most amount of money. But selling branded gear can obviously boost your revenue if done right, but it also helps to market your business. Now, there are plenty of companies that will happily do your merchandise for you. Print your t-shirts, print your hoodies, and they will get them sent out to the customers or get them sent to you so you can pass on to your customers. The problem with these companies are you're very unlikely to make any money. And if you do, we're talking pennies. Now, if you're looking at, well, at least it's marketing. Yeah, you're not wrong. So if you're looking at it as a marketing tactic, yeah, that's fine. People will be walking around in your kit. There may be a chance that someone will see it, will find you online and will contact you. But I just feel like you're missing a trick. The merchandise that we sell here, the hoodies and the t-shirts, we're looking at nearly a 50%, if not more than 50% profit once sold. If you are looking to have t-shirts printed and hoodies printed and you really don't want to investigate and explore other options, give me a shout because we can actually print the stuff for you, and I'll also make sure that I look after you in terms of profit. But selling merchandise, I think, is a no-brainer. It should be a non-negotiable, really. You should be selling merchandise in your business, if nothing else, to market it. But you can make money out of merchandise, and especially times of year like Christmas, it is a massive income generator. Again, we'll do a podcast later on about how you can make Christmas really work for you. But go take a look online, have a look what's out there just to get you going. If you really want some help with merchandise and you're looking for someone to actually print your hoodies and your t-shirts, please give me an email. My email address is in the description and I will promise to look after you. But income generator number three is get that merch for sale. So there you have it, team. There are three fantastic revenue streams that will help push your sports business into the six-figure category. And what's great is that workshops, birthday parties, and merchandise aren't just going to bring in money, but they're potentially going to bring in new customers whilst also adding value to your current customers. So that's it. Thanks for tuning in to the Six Figure Sports Business Podcast. And remember that success is about strategy and execution and also the willingness to explore new adventures. Imperfect action is better than no action. I'm Dave Rimmer, and I will be back with more insights to help you achieve your sports business goals. But until next time, keep pushing the limits and striving for excellence.